With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers in the West and across the country are pushing policymakers in Washington, D.C. to support renewable fuels. Recently, White House officials directed the Environmental Protection Agency to stand down on efforts to weaken a federal biofuel mandate after pressure from politicians seeking to preserve the demand for both corn and soy. The National Farmers Union is among those calling for an expansion of ethanol blends and advanced biofuels. Ann Steckel with the National Farmers Union says crops like corn and soybeans help farmers and prop up rural communities.
It's incredibly important that both of those fuels and usage of those fuels continues to grow. They've been very supportive to the farm economy and to rural America.
And she says there's another benefit. She says support for renewable energy benefits the environment and it moves the country towards energy independence.
It certainly makes a lot of sense, both from the energy security and the benefits to rural America, as well, of course, as what we do to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions that we rely and we continue to grow our usage of renewable fuels.
Criticism from farm state lawmakers came on the heels of the EPA issuing a call for public comment on potential reductions in biodiesel and advanced biofuel quotas. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.